finally get going on London at War. So, good evening, everybody. As you may know, some of you will know, I'm Russell Nash. I'm a London Blue Badge tour guide, and I do a lot of walks for London Walks. And what we're doing tonight is a mixture of some of the walks that I do for London Walks and a bit of other background stuff. One of the great things about doing these virtual tours is that we can do a lot more than we can when we're standing on the street. We can use maps and video and photographs in a way that just isn't possible on a street tour. So this is an overview of the story of really what we might call the social history of London during the Second World War. We're not going to be dealing too much with Churchill and the King, we'll touch on them, and the politics. And we're not going to be dealing with the entire Second World War. If you want to hear about, you know, the Battle of Tobruk or the fall of Singapore, we're not going to do any of that. What I'm going to be looking at tonight is really what life was like for Londoners during the Second World War, my grandparents' generation. Both my parents were born in 1939, so they don't remember the Second World War, but certainly growing up, my grandparents' generation all had involvements in the Second World War, so we'll touch on some of that. There is evidence of the Second World War still in London, if you know where to look. And I'll show you some of the places where you can find bits of that dotted around London. And we're going to come quite close to home. In fact, I'm going to show you some images from my street where you can find evidence of the Second World War, just to show that it's all around you if you know where to look. The other thing I just always like to be fairly clear about at the beginning is I don't want you to think that I'm suggesting that it was worse for the people of London than it was for anywhere else. That's certainly not the case. I mean, think of the poor citizens of Leningrad, of Naples, of Paris, of Singapore, of Athens, of Munich. The citizens there suffered much worse than the people of London. But I'm a Londoner, and this is the story of London. So this is the story that we're going to be telling tonight. What it was like to live in London, basically, during the Second World War. We're going to start, not in London, but in Spain. This picture was taken in 1937. In the Spanish city of Guernica. And this image that we have here is Pablo Picasso's artistic work that was basically inspired by this event. So Guernica, during the Spanish Civil War, was the first time that planes had flown over cities and dropped bombs on civilian populations. Technology now existed for bombers to do this. And so it became clear to the citizens, to the authorities in Britain, that if war came, and particularly as the 1930s moved on, it became clear, particularly after the Munich Agreement, that there probably would be war. It was clear that the bombing of London, and the bombing of other cities, but the bombing of civilian populations was something that we were going to have to prepare for. And so that's why lots of the preparations were starting to be made. And the other thing I just want to talk about, and it's to show you a picture that was taken in 1936.
I'm standing on the Mall, not far from Buckingham Palace. The building behind me is the Royal